Come on, come on, come on, come on. Please, please. Yes! I win again! Oh, tell me, who's the best at Mario Kart now? I want you to say it out loud. Yep, that's me right there. I'm kind of tired. What time is it? Oh, geez, it's already midnight. I better go home. I mean, you know how much I enjoy our little best friend video game sessions. And we should honestly do them more than once a week, because I can't get enough. But yeah, I'm getting kind of tired. So, I guess I'll just have to... Oh man, look at the time outside. There's a crazy snowstorm. I should have looked at the weather. Damn you, Canada. Ugh. You know how much I hate driving in these conditions. Is it okay if I, you know, stay here for, until the morning? You don't mind? Good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Do you have like a spare toothbrush or something? Yeah? Okay, well, good. I'm really, really tired actually. So I don't know about you, but I kind of wanted to go to sleep now. You do too? Okay. Speaking of the sleeping situation, I can sleep on your couch if you're not, wanting to share your bed. I mean, I don't care either way. Like, I wouldn't mind sharing your bed either, but it's for you. I don't mind. Yeah. You don't mind either? And you think I'm gonna be more comfortable in your bed? Okay, good. Oh, you wanna take the couch? No, no, no. No, I won't let you take the couch. It's your house. And I'm imposing. So, we should both sleep in the bed. What do you think? And don't be afraid. I don't mind. I don't think you're gonna do weird stuff to me. You're my friend. My best friend. So, please don't worry. Okay, good. I'm glad. Also, I mean, it would be kind of inappropriate to sleep in this little dress. Do you have, like, you're much bigger than me. Do you have, like, a shirt that I could wear to sleep? I know the pants won't fit, but if you'd have a shirt I could sleep in, that'd be... awesome. Great. Thanks. Okay, let me just go brush my teeth and get ready for bed and change. And then we can go to bed after you're done changing too. Okay, I'm back. This shirt is kind of short, so... I'm sorry, because it only goes to, like, mid-thigh, not even, so, but yeah, I hope you don't mind me borrowing a shirt from you, and, what's wrong? You look really, really red. Do you have a fever or something? Here, let me, touch your forehead to take your temperature. Why are you pulling away? I'm sorry, I hope I wasn't inappropriate or something. I don't want to do anything wrong. Please, let me take your temperature. You're really hot, actually. Are you sure you're okay? You turned even redder. I'm sorry. You can go change, and after that we can go to bed, okay? Good. Here we go. All set. No. Wow. That was a big thunderstorm, huh? I think we should probably go to... Oh my god. I think you lost power there. Oh, that was you. Sorry. That was your hand. What? If I'm afraid of the dark?
Yes, actually. How did you notice?
Yes, I'll be fine. Just, I know it's stupid, but, could you please just hold me for a bit until the thunderstorm is over? Thanks. I'm shaking. Shaking too, though. Are you nervous? I'm sorry if I'm making you nervous. It's just, I'm sorry. I'm trying very hard to keep calm here. Thank you for holding me and doing all these things for me. Power came back. That's really nice. I think you can let go of me now. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Shall we go to bed? Good. I'm sorry to ask you this, but it's really, really cold. Another blanket? No, I don't think that's what I need right now. Could you just hold me, please? Please just snuggle up to me and keep me warm. I know it's kind of weird. I'm sorry if it's inappropriate of me to ask, but you think I shouldn't worry too much, huh? I'm sorry. Oops. I apologize again. Damn it. Okay. Just like this. Just cuddle up with me like this. That's a lot better. I really like that. To say that I have the courage to say this because you're asleep, but I really, really, really like you, okay? And I liked you for a long time. I have such a big crush on you, and I know I can be oblivious or kind of shy and nervous around you. And I hate being this way because I'd love to be just more confident. And I'd love to just like seduce you until you fall in love with me. But I know I can't. It's not something I can physically do. I'm way too much of an awkward person to do that. But I still feel all of those emotions when I'm with you. Our little nights together, we get to spend, are magical for me. I have so many butterflies. So many fucking butterflies. It's actually insane. God, I really, really like you so much. So much. I can't stand being apart from you for too long. And it's not just because I'm your best friend, because I love being your best friends. But I also just love being around you, around the wonderful, kind, smart, funny person that you are. And I just want you to know that you are loved so much. You're such a wonderful fucking person. And I'd be the luckiest girl on this planet if you were to ever accept to be my boyfriend. And I mean, I know I'm not worth someone like you. I don't deserve to be with such a great person. I'm not that great, honestly. I'm really just... What? Were you awake this whole time? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. So, I really do... Does that mean you feel the same way? Really? I'm so happy. Thank you. I don't even know why I'm thanking you. I'm just so happy and so glad that you feel the same way as me. God. Can I kiss you? We should really go to sleep now, though. Good night. We'll talk about all of this tomorrow, okay?